It's the Good Guy Sports Podcast, and this is the first half. Bowling the first over, it's the Ashes. And oh, the crumble of Australian cricket. Can you believe it? England won the fourth test, so that it's 3-1 in the series now, and the Ashes have gone back to England. I'm a little disappointed. I wanted England to win the Ashes, but I wanted them to win it in the fifth test. To do it at the Oval and make it all dramatic and going down to the final day with perhaps an Alistair Cook 100. But so is sport, and that is not to be. But I think there's got to be a lot of things to talk about. The Australian batsmen were very, very poor. The commentators went on and on about how there were technique issues with the batsmen. But I'm not convinced. I think it was conditions. I think the ball swung, and I think people could not really deal with it. There was a lack of patience and a lack of application. Too many foolish shots, too many strangles down the leg side. Oh, I can't believe that shot that David Warner played after such a wonderful 50 and really looking like they might give a gutsy fight. And then they crumbled from there. Chris Rogers should not have made the mistake as well. He's very poor for a man of his experience, especially in English conditions. So patience lost the game, but we must be a good guy about this and look at some of the positives. Stuart Broad was magnificent. Oh, as a man who loves bowling and a person who just can appreciate the beauty of the red ball swinging through the air, I think he did an outstanding job, especially in that first innings. To take 8 wickets, he said it was his best ever innings in cricket. I believe his next best was in an under-15s game where he took 7 wickets. So that was a beautiful moment, and I was really happy about that. So moving on, we'll kick for touch and take the ball down into the 22 where we had the rugby championship and Australia lift the trophy. Could you believe it? I really thought the All Blacks were going to take that one. They certainly looked the stronger side, and after that performance in Johannesburg, I just thought there was nothing that was going to stop them. But I know what stopped them. David Pocock and Michael Hooper. What a performance from those two loose boys. I couldn't believe how well they worked and how quickly they were at the breakdown. You know, when you make some of those New Zealanders look slow at the breakdown, you're really doing a fantastic job. So congratulations to Australia. I'm sure it was a little bit of a consolation prize. I have nothing nice to say about the Springboks. I have a doctor's note that says I don't have to talk about them, so I'll talk about one Imhoff instead, who scored the first hat-trick of any person against the Springboks. I think that's a fantastic moment, and that's my good guy of the weekend. I think a hat-trick against the Springboks is worth celebrating, even if we lost the match. We probably deserve to lose the match, but we'll move on and not talk too much about that. Swapping possession after a foot fault, we take us to Sydney with the Netball World Cup. South African ladies doing a decent job over there. It seems like it's going to be a difficult task, though. They need to win one more of their remaining 2 games against England and Australia. Australia are defending champions. England are 3 in the world. But, you know, faith and hope and underdog spirit, it's what South Africans love, and it's what I love as well. And then diving into the pool, we had the FINA World Championships. I don't really understand them, because there's also the FINA World Cup and Water Polo World Cups and stuff. But that's a debate for another time. Chad Leclos took gold in the 100-meter butterfly. And my God, the passion of his dad. It's wonderful. I couldn't believe how happy he was and how passionate he was for his son to win the medals. That's what it's got to be all about. Passion in sport is really what drives us. It's kind of why I say, go Mighty Lions! Because the people that we support is what gives us the joy in sport. If we don't have that team, if we don't have that person that we're putting our passion behind, we lose a little bit of something. And so I'll always be honest with who I support. And I think you should be too. And you should throw your support behind someone. Even if you toss a coin before the match or you just choose the swimmer that you enjoy the best look of, try and do something that makes you support them. Give yourself a chance to shout and scream and feel that passion coming through you. And it's halftime, so it's time to talk about some frivolous nonsense, namely football transfers. Because it's football transfer season, and we couldn't avoid talking about a football transfer at this time of year. David De Gea to Real Madrid, isn't that the one that makes everyone so happy? Casillas is gone, all they have is Keylor Navas. Although I do love Keylor Navas, he had a wonderful World Cup, and I'm sure we can all support a little bit of Costa Rican underdogness there. De Gea to Real Madrid, well, who actually cares? It's just all about too much money being floated around by these big clubs. It seems most of the transfer gossip is heading towards England. their TV deal is doing them well, and they're obviously benefiting from that. Teams like Stoke paying £12 million for a player, it's a lot of money to spend on a player for a 13th or 14th position in the league. But we will see how it pans out. Maybe lots of money, lots of foreign players, lots of skillful midfielders like Shaqiri and De Bruyne and all of these other wonderful players who could be going will be a good thing for English football, or at least for the English football fan. Second half, domestic sport, and we're going to take the dropkick with the Absa Curry Cup. Go the Mighty Lions, or the Xerox Golden Lions, or the Xerox Golden Mighty Lions, or the Mighty Xerox Golden Lions, or whatever. I don't care. Go the Mighty Lions. A really lovely win against EP. Good wins for the Bulls and for over the Cheetahs and for Province as well. Gee, that Province side looks really strong. Nizan Carr, Jean de Jong, oh, wonderful players leading from the front. They also have some wonderfully experienced players in Katrakilis at fly half. Yaku Tauta was playing there as well. Some nice debutants. I thought there were some young players that came through that looked good over the weekend. Trouble in the Sharks, but I urge patience. I think John Smith is perhaps talking the right game. Maybe Gary Gould is not doing the right things yet, but patience is necessary in these kinds of things. So we should try and focus on that. Oh, I think the Curry Cup's going to be a lovely one this year. Let's try and see the young players. Let's see how we've transformed in the game of rugby. I'm hoping to see Howard Mnisi doing a fantastic job for the Lions. He's a player to watch, you mark my words. Intelligence, incredible pace, and I think he's got a wonderful passing game. And we have a free kick on the edge of the area with the Absa Premiership also kicking off this weekend. Ooh, it's football season. Hot and sweaty and full of money and full of wonderful goals, wonderful shots. Unfortunately, this weekend had many, many more shots than goals. Only 10 goals scored in the 7 games, and 5 of those goals came in Polokwane City versus Bloemfontein Celtic. Quite a stunner, ended 3-2 in favour of the boys from Polokwane. Nice enjoyment. But the PSL will continue. You know, they have a very strange schedule and they play through summer, so you could have a situation where we might be seeing a lot more PSL coming through in the next few days. Staying with football, we have the English Premier League that kicked off this weekend. God, there's so much news and so much media about it. I'll just give you a short analysis. I thought that Arsenal were disastrous. They looked nervous and unprepared, which is surprising considering their long preseason. But then there were really good performances. Newcastle made me happy. They were maybe a club that could have a resurgence and a club that deserves a bit of a resurgence. They were so unhappy with Pardew and then with Carver last year. Really, they're a place that deserves a little happiness. I think it's worthwhile. And then from there, I would say that I was really impressed as well with Leicester City. Oh, they were so good when they stayed up last year, and maybe Claudio Ranieri's the right man for them. Oh, City scored goals, Chelsea were whiners. Who cares? You can listen to other people if you want to know about those people. And that's the game. Thanks for listening. You can catch me on Gmail and Twitter. It is at GoodGuySports on Twitter. And then ggsportspodcast@gmail.com. Send me messages. Tell me things. Ask for my opinions. I will try and help you. If I can't help you, I'll just try and be a good guy. All right. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye-bye.